Alrighty, it is 7:40 now on a Monday morning, and summer's almost over. This fall, you have an opportunity to do something here in St. Clair County that could make you, as the press release from the county says, a restoration rock star. Kirsten Lyons is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning. Thanks for allowing me to speak today.
Sure. I want to hear all about the MSU Extension Conservation Stewards Program. Is this something new?
This is not new. So this program's been around for about 15 years. Mm-hmm. I first learned about it back in 2015 when a friend of mine took the program, and she liked it so much. She came back and told me about it. She took the program in Washtenaw, and then I took the program the following year in Oakland County, and I liked it so much. She and I and the statewide coordinators started working back then to bring it to St. Clair County. So we offered it first here in 2018.
Okay.
We were going to offer it again in 2020, and you all know what happened there.
Yeah.
And then we offered it again in 2021. In 2021, we still had quite a few restrictions, so it was a fully virtual program in 2021. In 2023, we're happy to say we're back to in-person.
Fantastic. So this is a really comprehensive course, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So I joke with the participants that they will come out with their heads exploding, but it's in a good way. So they'll be able to take action on all the things that they learn about in the class. And they can make a real difference in our community. And we've proven that over the last few years that conservation stewards have really made a difference.
Give us some examples. In what way?
So, for example, there are at least two members of the local environmental nonprofit board of directors who are the Friends of the St. Clair River Board of Directors, mm-hmm. who are conservation stewards. That we have many volunteers out in our community who have taken on their own restoration projects. So we have one volunteer, Jeannie McKay, who is a master gardener volunteer as well as a conservation stewards volunteer. And she has her own restoration projects at an elementary school near the Maritime Center, the Vantage Point Gardens. That's her project. And several native gardens at Goodells County Park. So that's...
You mentioned Master Gardener, and it's funny because I was just thinking of that as an analogy. So is sort of this is conservation work almost as Master Gardening programs would be to Master Gardener.
Yeah, so it's an MSU Extension program, and it does have a lot of similarities to the Master Gardener program. Where this departs from that is this program doesn't have a volunteer service or continuing education requirement. But also the Master Gardener program has started to shift toward that too. Not so if you're a Master Gardener, you still have to continue your education volunteer service. But the course has been broken up now to where you take a Master Gardener class called Foundations of Gardening. Mm-hmm. And then if you want to go further and become certified as a Master Gardener, you can do another level of classes and service.
The Conservation Stewards program starts fairly soon. I'm guessing the registration probably is winding down at this point.
Yeah, registration ends August 30th. So that's this week. Yeah just coming right up. And the class begins Wednesday, September 13th. So it's 10 weeks of evening classes, 6 to 8:30 Wednesday evenings beginning September 13th. And then there are two half-day Saturday field experiences as a part of this program as well. Okay. And those will be September 23rd and October 7th. Deadline's coming right up.
Is there a cost involved?
There is a cost. It's a $250 tuition. And what that money pays for is all of the virtual content, the online content, and the program administration. Which all of that is provided by MSU Extension. That's why we love the program, because we don't have to deal with registration and refunds and those issues, back behind the scenes issues. We can get right out in the field with local experts. So we'll take participants to a different local ecosystem every week with a different local expert on those ecosystems. So that they're going to get to see in 10 weeks 10 different ecosystems and hear from at least 10 different experts on those ecosystems.
So this is a perfect program for people that are interested in the outdoors, want to mm-hmm. learn more about the environment and ways to help too.
Yeah. Yep. So this is to give folks a basic understanding of our local ecosystems. And then that way they can use that knowledge to benefit our community in conservation projects of all different sorts. Oh, we have another one, another graduate who started a youth conservation program. So the sky's the limit as to far as what you can do with it. And there's others who have just used it to that knowledge to restore their own properties.
So. Oh, sure. I mean, you can do that. Or if somebody's thinking, boy, I really want to give back in some way to the community, mm-hmm. but I don't know how or I don't know what, this would really, I think, be a good primer for people to get some ideas, right?
Right. Yep. Yeah.
How do people go about registering for this?
So there is a, we have a link from the County Parks website to the registration page, you can email me, klyons@stclaircounty.org, and I'll shoot you the link.
Perfect. Very good. A couple of things while you're here. We haven't gotten an update on the spongy moth lately.
So it's real quiet in spongy moth world, which is a good thing. So we haven't had too many complaints or reports about spongy moth caterpillar activity this summer, but if folks did notice a lot of spongy moth caterpillars, or they suspect it was spongy moth caterpillars, or they noticed a lot of leaf loss from their trees, what we call it defoliation, if they notice that, then they should report online by September 15th. And that's an easy website to give out. That's stclaircounty.org/caterpillars.
There you go. Easy.
So, yeah, please report that online.
And then Monday is Labor Day. We all know that the Mackinac Bridge is the popular place to be, but there are sort of replica walks all across the state, including here in St. Clair County, right?
Yeah, so we're offering Trek the Trestle on Monday, Labor Day. We know that, you know, traveling to Mackinac could be a barrier for folks, and we get a couple of hundred people that want to come out and walk the Wadhams to Avoca Trail, starting at the trailhead. We'll be there at 9 a.m. You don't have to be, there's no particular time that you have to be there, but the crowd will be there at 9 a.m. and we'll have some opening remarks, and then we'll hit the trail. We'll walk about 2.5 miles, easy walking out to the trestle bridge that crosses Mill Creek, and we will look down at this beautiful panoramic view, and then walk back. So it's about 5 miles round trip, easy walking. You go at your own pace. You don't have to walk all the way down to the trestle if you don't want to, but everybody wants to, yeah. Right? So,
well, and that's become a pretty neat tradition. It draws a big crowd, doesn't it?
Yeah, a couple hundred people usually at the beginning. So we don't know about the rest of the day, but we know when we're there, we count folks, and it's a couple hundred people. So that's 9 a.m. if you want to join the crowd at Wadhams to Avoca Trailhead Avoca.
Very good. Sounds great. Kirsten, thanks for coming here. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Kirsten Lyons from St. Clair County on WPHM 749. Let's take a look at the weather forecast right now.